some chain restaurants in Russia are simply unable to close. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 22nd day of March. Thanks so much for being with us. In other news, a U.S.-based company continues to pay wages and benefits to Ukrainian workers who have joined the army. Grubhub is in trouble in D.C. We'll share what happened there. Word is that another rate hike is coming in May. A healthcare merger is struck down. We'll tell you why. Tesla is opening in Germany, and Elon is dancing. Google has settled a labor relations case. We'll share that story with you. More on that Russian yacht that's been stranded in Norway. We've got the Wall Street Report, and could the high seas be the cure to inflation? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Hey, everybody, it is the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines, and thank you, Hunter Pease, for that introduction. Hey, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. As more and more businesses make their decision to cease operating in Russia, some of the popular chain restaurants simply can't or won't close. CNN is reporting that McDonald's, Starbucks, Papa John's, and the owner of Burger King, among others, have said they would either shut down operations in the country or pull support from restaurants that are there. Making good on those promises, however, is proving easier said than done. What's at issue depends on the brand, but most are reporting that the restaurants are owned and operated by franchisees who, in the case of Burger King, have simply refused to close the restaurants. Some Russian McDonald's restaurants are reportedly still open, too, even after the company said it was closing its Russian locations. McDonald's did not immediately respond to a request for comment for this story. And Papa John's franchisee, who operates locations in Russia, recently told the New York Times that he has no plans of shutting his restaurants down, even as Papa John's said that it would pull corporate support from Russia. But pulling support can also fail. While it may be harder for a franchise operator to run their business without the marketing support or secure supply chain offered by the franchisor, the franchisee can still rely on local vendors for ingredients and then keep the doors open. In other news out of Ukraine, a U.S. company has made the decision to continue to pay wages and benefits to its employees based in Ukraine, but who have left work to join the army. Bloomberg is reporting that Grammarly Incorporated, one of the most valuable tech startups in the U.S., is continuing to pay full salaries and benefits, according to a spokesperson. CEO Brad Hoover declined to specify how many of his employees had joined Ukraine's defense effort. Prior to the war, nearly half of Grammarly's more than 600 staffers were based in Ukraine. Hoover said many of those people have since left the country or relocated to areas within Ukraine that are safer from conflict. In case you're not familiar, Grammarly makes a typing assistant and was valued by investors at $13 billion in November. Food delivery service Grubhub is in trouble. Business Insider is reporting that the Attorney General of Washington, D.C., filed a lawsuit against the company, accusing it of misleading customers with hidden fees and exploiting local restaurants. Attorney General Carl Racine said in a press statement that the company used illegal hidden fees and bait-and-switch marketing ploys. The lawsuit says Grubhub advertised free delivery to customers signing up to its subscription service, Grubhub Plus, but failed to tell customers it was still charging them a service fee. Racine also accused Grubhub of using pandemic campaigns called Supper for Support to cut into restaurants' profits. Beginning back in March of 2020, Supper for Support offered $10 discounts to customers on orders over $30. Although it was marketed as a way to help local restaurants during the lockdown, Racine's suit says Grubhub required restaurants to shoulder the cost of the $10 discount and had to pay Grubhub commissions based on the non-discounted cost of customer orders. A spokesperson for Grubhub contends that nothing they did was deceptive or illegal. Little is being challenged as investors digest what the Fed may do next to interest rates. Reuters is reporting there are clear expectations the U.S. Central Bank will raise interest rates by 0.5 percentage point in May to curb the surge in inflation, but they are also not dispelling fears the tightening cycle could blow a hole in the economy and the labor market. St. Louis Fed President James Bullard told Bloomberg TV that the Fed needs to move more aggressively to keep inflation under control and repeated his call for the central bank to raise its benchmark overnight interest rates above 3% this year, saying that faster is better. Even with that hawkish tone, stocks gained today on Wall Street, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. A merger of two New Jersey hospitals is not going to happen. NewJersey.com is reporting that federal appeals court on Tuesday upheld a decision blocking the planned merger of Inglewood Hospital and Medical Center with Hackensack Meridian Health out of concern raised by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission that the deal would have driven up the price of hospital care in Bergen County. If Hackensack acquired Englewood, its most significant competitor, Hackensack would control three of the six hospitals in Bergen County. That's what the FTC argued when it challenged the merger back in 2020. The FTC filed an injunction blocking the sale, and a U.S. District Court judge granted it. The hospitals, meanwhile, appealed. This week, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals Judge D. Michael Fisher agreed that the deal would not serve the cost-conscious public. Well, Tesla founder Elon Musk showed off his dance moves, and it all happened in Germany. CNBC is reporting that Musk officially opened Tesla's first manufacturing facility in Europe as the company looks to take pressure off other factories in the U.S. and China. Musk was seen dancing as he presided over the delivery of Tesla's first German-made cars to 30 clients and their families at the carmaker's $5.5 billion plant. Saying it was a major step toward sustainability, the Tesla CEO revived memories of the launch of the firm's Shanghai factory back in January 2020, where he there also showed off some of his dance moves. Musk is also cutting a ribbon for the new Gigafactory, which is in Grünheid, a coal town in Brandenburg, Germany, within commuting distance of the capital. Over the past months, we've reported on a number of settlements and cases involving unfair labor practices. Now The Verge is reporting that Google has settled with six engineers over claims that the company squashed employees' efforts to organize and speak out against practices of Google. The specifics of the settlement remained under a non-disclosure agreement, but four of the workers who were allegedly fired out of retaliation for their labor activism in 2019 will not be reinstated, while one still remains employed by the tech giant. Four employees filed labor charges against Google in 2019 after the company said they were fired because they violated its data security policies. Prior to the termination, they rallied against some of Google's ethically questionable choices, including its work with the Customs and Border Protection Agency, despite the agency's treatment of immigrants and enforcement of family separation policies. More news about that Russian yacht that's stuck at a dock in Norway because nobody there will refuel the vessel. Now, according to Business Insider, the crew is catching fish and barbecuing them on the boat. The vessel, Ragnar, is believed to be owned by a former KGB agent who has ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin but has avoided sanctions so far. Nevertheless, nobody is willing to sell fuel to the yacht. Rob Lancaster, the boat's captain, said the 16 crew members on board were from Western countries and have nothing at all to do with the owner of the boat. Meanwhile, other yachts belonging to Russians are being seized, one in Gibraltar and another in Spain. U.S. stocks rebounded today, even in the face of further rate hikes by the Fed. The Dow picked up 254 points to close at 34,807, while the Nasdaq added 270 points to end the trade at 14,108, and the S&P 500 moved up by 50 points to end the session at 4511. Bank stocks rose. J.P. Morgan gained 2.1%, and Bank of America picked up 3.1%. Tech stocks also rose. Alphabet, Meta, and Amazon all gained more than 2% on the day. And finally, there is this. President Biden is taking aim at ocean shippers as a way to keep inflation at bay. The New York Times reports he wants to increase competition to lower costs while Congress hammers out a bipartisan bill that gives the Federal Maritime Commission more power, including the ability to tackle anti-competitive behavior and regulate some fees. Shipping companies and some economists blame skyrocketing shipping costs on surging demand from COVID. Either way, elevated shipping rates will be the norm for a while and typically take 12 to 18 months to hit consumers as high prices may continue. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.